This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Playing Melbourne's most uplifting music mix. Joy 94.9. You're with Leo.
You are indeed. Second hour of the Friday morning show with Leo on Joy 94.9, bringing you Melbourne's most uplifting music mix for your weekday. Loving that. And joining me are a bit of a mini co-host this morning. Between them, they've starred in shows like City Homicide, Winners and Losers, and Neighbours, and on stage with Mamma Mia, Grease, and the Rocky Horror Show. About to start a new Aussie musical. Good morning, Stephen May and Alinta Chitsi. Did I say that right?
Yeah, you got it.
Fantastic. Welcome, guys.
Good morning.
Hi.
Now, Stephen, you've been here a few times, so you're no stranger to Joy.
No, thank you very much for having me.
That's all right. Alinta, we don't know you that well. Obviously, with Stephen, with Rocky Horror and with Grease and things, but you've been in quite a few TV shows.
Yeah.
Winners and Losers, Neighbours, and you, one of your tutors was Noni Hazelhurst from A Place to Call Home.
Yeah.
She's an amazing actress.
Yeah, she's wonderful.
What did you learn from her?
I did a scene study class with her, and you know, you look at the scenes in lots of different ways and you trial out different actions and stuff to work with your partner. And yeah, I worked on August Osage County, and that's such a great play / you know, it's a film now as well. So you get to work with really great text, which is probably one of my favourite things because there's a lot of interesting writing out there. But working with great text and great people and, you know, having a great director like in our show, Tyron Park is incredible. I adore him and can't wait to work with him again. He's just left us, which I'm a little bit like, oh, part of my heart is like, oh, don't go. But anyway, he's amazing. So working with, you know.
Yeah, good people.
Good people.
Because doing TV and stage, what do you prefer to do? But that's really different, aren't they?
Because
with TV, you can do many takes and things. But with live theatre, it's live.
I love live theatre because I feel like there's an energy in the room where you get to connect instantly with one, you know, the audience, but also you feel the connected energy within your, you know, your partner that's acting opposite you. And there's just, yeah, there's an atmosphere that you cannot create, you know, on TV and film. So that I love.
And Stephen, you've done heaps of musical theatre, most recently Grease and Rocky Horror Show, two very different roles. With Grease, you're doing Kaneki with the black jacket. Did it let you keep the jacket?
No, I went and purchased one, though.
They didn't give you one?
They didn't. No, it's got the T-birds on the back, so they have to...
You were Kaneki.
I was Kaneki.
Have you had a hickey from Kaneki yet?
No.
Not yet.
certainly playing Kaneki and Brad, two very contrasting characters, but that's the fun and that's the joy of doing different roles in every show, that you get to put on this coat or leather jacket to say... So it's always fun playing different characters, especially those shows are big bubblegum, you know, popular shows. And unlike what we're doing now, it's we're bringing it back to Australian, and I get to be almost relate it to myself. And
I know.
And be Australian. Who would have thought?
Retro 94.9 Friday morning show with Leo in studio. A bit of a co-host this morning, Alinta and Stephen from the new Aussie musical called Crossroads. Now, this musical sounds really, really cool because it's Aussie, it's a new musical. It's about the relationship of your characters, Amy and Rick, over a 10-year period from their graduation through to a day in Paris, which could be the worst or best days of their lives. It's a bit of a sliding doors moments where, you know, finding out love and losing it and things. So about life, basically, isn't it?
Yep.
Pretty much.
Exactly.
Absolutely. I think...
Did I get it right? I haven't seen it, but...
No, I don't think we need to say any more. No.
Please do.
No, definitely, it is exactly what you just said. And I think that when people come to see it, they will have their own moments that they remember of their choices when they go, oh my gosh, do I go that way? Do I go this way? And what has influenced people and themselves in their lives.
Because that's the hard thing, is that you go through life and sometimes do I turn left or do I turn right?
Oh, exactly.
Or do I try and do both?
Also, you know, especially with relationships, you know, we all have different things that pop up, say, whether it's your career or whether it's family, you know, if you live in the same city, you know, that's another thing. And as we're just talking about, you know, having long distance.
Yeah.
And, you know, lucky nowadays we have Skype, and that's actually part of the show as well, is how communication has developed over those 10 years. But it is that choice of, am I going to stick this out and commit to this kind of relationship, even if we have to be apart for, you know, a year or, you know, and then someone has to make the flight or someone has to make the move, and it's whether you're willing to give yourself to that.
So what first got you into the script, when you first saw the script and think, I want to do this? What attracted you to the script?
Well, first of all, I was introduced to it via Anthony Costanzo, who has written, he's the composer and lyricist. And so he got me to sing, like listen to some songs and start singing them and looking at the script as well. And I loved that thought of, oh, there's always those moments in life where it's, what if I chose to do this, you know, this path, or oh, what about 2 years ago when I could have gone and done this tour, you know, overseas, or but I chose not to because, I know, deep down in my gut, I wanted to do, you know, something else. And I think that's what attracted me to it, was those possibilities in life that we always question. I don't know about you, Stephen.
And Steve, because you come from like Greece and these big shows and doing like a brand new show on a bit of a smaller scale.
Yeah, look, I hadn't heard anything about the show because the show's been in kind of background workshop mode for 2 years.
Yep.
Yeah. And then Tyron Park, the director, said, there's this show that I've been looking at and we're going to put it up. There's a character for you. And then Anthony, he approached me at a party and said, hey, you're going to be a part of my show. And I said, oh, am I? And he got me to sing one of his songs. And that was at the end of last year. And ever since, I've been falling in love with the writing and the people that are in it. But to be honest, it was Tyron who said to me, hey, do you want to do this show? And I said, yes, big tick, because I've always wanted to work with him in any capacity, and I'm so glad we've had the opportunity. So it was really the people, regardless of the size of the show. This show has the potential to be one of those long touring shows, and I'm really excited that I'm a part of it from the beginning.
Exactly. Right.
Yeah, because I have other friends that have done the cast recordings and put the music down, and now meeting Alinta and working together for the first time, I'm like, yes, ticking goals. This is awesome.
Because it's not often that you get to create the character. Like a lot of the shows that come over from overseas, or you know, they're all already established.
Yes, they
and
are.
So it's like, okay, well, this is exactly how it goes, and it's very cookie cutter vibe, whereas we are exploring and creating and changing all the time within the rehearsal period, and that's exciting to be a part of, to shape the show.
My special guests this morning are Stephen May and Alinta Chidsey from the new Aussie musical Crossroads. We're going to talk more about the music next on the show. In the studio are Stephen May and Alinta Chidsey from the new musical Crossroads, which is in rehearsal right now, starting next week. First in Melbourne at the gorgeous Chapel of Chapel. You guys have been rehearsing the show for, I guess, a few weeks and eyeing out all the little difficulties and what work, what doesn't work and things. So how's the rehearsal been going so far? What have you sort of learnt about everyone in the cast?
Well, everyone in the cast is actually phenomenal. I couldn't believe the jackpot we landed with our cast. There's Fem Belling, Joe Koski, obviously Stephen, who's with me right now. And then there's Bronte Florian. Is that her last name? Yes. Bianca Baccara.
Yeah, and Ed Gray.
Like there's, they've all got incredible voices and are great actors as well.
Now, speaking of voices, there's heaps of new music on the show. And there's one song which you sing, which is called
Take Me Away.
Take Me Away. So that's quite like your big moment in the show.
Everyone's
involved in the song.
Yep, definitely one of them.
Right, one of the big moments.
Anthony writes big songs. There's no holding back with him.
So the music in the show is quite epic and has a bit of heart. Is that right?
There's definitely a whole lot of heart into this show.
Fantastic.
It sort of started out being it's going to be a romantic comedy. It's going to be a romantic comedy drama. There's going to be drama, comedy, romance. Like, and the songs, they're really cute, especially the relationship between Rick and Amy. You get to see them be real people, and they talk about real things. And Anthony's music will take you on a very emotional journey, happy, sad, and dramatic. Yeah.
Fantastic, guys. Are you taking it to Sydney or any other shows, any other...
Well, we hope that it will travel.
Yes, that'd be cool.
But at the moment, it's just on at Chapel Off Chapel from the 15th of April to the 30th.
Yes.
And so that could be it. So we hope that everyone comes to see it, because then it could go somewhere else.
And the thing is that the more people see it, the more likely it will continue.
That's true.
So support new theatre. Get along to Chapel Off Chapel starting next Friday.
That's right.
Yep.
And running right through until the 30th of April, chapeloffchapel.com.au to book your tickets for the show. Thanks for coming in, guys.
No, thanks for having us.
It's been really good to have a chat and learn about the whole new show. And I'm going to see it next week, so I can't wait to see it. Come back and see us again soon.
Thank you.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.